She's such an amazing cook that you way to get that win.
KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Dillon Gymnasium here tonight at Cedar Rapids Xavier as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball tonight, and a good one in the Metro, as it'll be the Jefferson Jayhawks coming cross town to take on the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier. Great to have you with us. Good Friday night, everyone. Scott Unash along with former Prairie coach Steve Dozer, courtside here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium as we get ready for what potentially could be an historic night, Steve, as head coach Tom Lilley of the Xavier Saints goes for win number 500, trying to be the 34th coach in the history of girls basketball, the long, illustrious history of girls basketball in the state of Iowa, to win his 500th game.
Yeah, and that all started, he had a great career at Regis and then came over here and took over Xavier and continued on. And I tell you what, he's had a heck of a career and one of the top coaches to ever coach in girls basketball, in my opinion. I just think he does such an excellent job. And he's a guy you could take five average kids off the street, and he's going to make them competitive and make them basketball players.
Hard to believe, but 31 years that Tom has been coaching, both at Cedar Rapids Regis and then, of course, here at Cedar Rapids Xavier. He's been the only coach for Xavier since the merger between Regis and LaSalle, going way back. And why not? You take a look, state champions, 2003, 2005, 2007, 2013. There's something about odd numbers and Tom Lilley that things go well in. But, boy, it could be a very big night for them.
Yeah, and well-deserved. I know he's looking forward to it. I remember talking to him last year. He kind of looked at 500 on the horizon for next year, and he was pretty excited that he would get that milestone, and he should be, because it is an unbelievable milestone.
Won't be easy, though, because the Jefferson Jayhawks have a very good basketball team. We've seen them on a couple of occasions so far this year. One good, one not so good. The last time out that we saw them against Cedar Rapids Prairie, they just had trouble putting the ball in the basket. Every team's going to go through that, but they bounced back, coming off a nice win up at Waterloo the other night. Or at home, I guess, against Waterloo West, winning at 60-39 to even their mark at 4-4, and they are 3-2. That's good. Problem is, they're in the Valley Division instead of the Mississippi Division, where you've got four teams right now that are undefeated.
Yeah, that is by far the toughest division this year. And I tell you what, those teams that are 4-0, I'm pretty sure a couple of them are going to make their way to the state tournament this year. That's for sure.
And this game here tonight, as the Jayhawks and the Saints getting ready to go out of here, a lot on the line. It's the only meeting this year between the two teams. They are in opposite sides of the Mississippi Valley Conference, and these girls know each other. They've played basketball against one another for a long, long time. They play other sports against one another, and a lot of camaraderie, but they want to beat one another.
They do, and you know, it's their parents know each other. I mean, they've all traveled on these teams, seen each other at the tournaments, and it's definitely a friendly rivalry. But when you get ready to play, you definitely friendships go out the window. You definitely want to beat your friends and your rival.
The Xavier Saints coming in at 3-4 on the year, 2-3 in the conference. We mentioned Jefferson 4-4 and 3-2, and we should let you know as well that tonight's girls basketball broadcast is brought to you and presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out at firstfedcu.com and check them out at their two locations. You can dial them up in Cedar Rapids at 362-3171 and in Hiawatha at 743-7806. And thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal Credit Union for helping present high school basketball. Have it come your way right here on KGYM. The Xavier Saints coming off the win against Dubuque Senior, 69-45 on the road at Dubuque, and a much-needed victory for that Xavier team here, Steve. This is a Xavier team that Thompson has not really been together the last four games. They've had injury problems. They've had sickness. They have a girl tonight, Riley Bastian, backup point guard, who's going to be out for this one here tonight, battling mono a little bit. Hopefully they'll have her back coming up after the Christmas break. But it's a typical Xavier team. They won't wow you. They're not going to put up lightning offensive numbers, but boy, they're gonna get after you for 84 feet, and they're gonna turn defense into offense.
Yeah, Tom runs such a great system, and his system's built on defense. And the way they win, you know, defense wins championships, and obviously Tom could tell you that because he's won a lot of them. But his system is built on defense. They offensively, they run a system too. Tom does their posts do a good job. He's always been a great, tremendous post coach, and they run a nice transition game that's, you know, basic, but it works for them effectively. But again, for them, it starts completely on defense.
McKenna Anderson leading the Saints at 8.2 points per ball game, shooting 31% and from three-point land. She, along with Kiana Stonick, off the bench coming in, are the 2 3-point shooters for this particular Xavier basketball team. They've got some good components. Lexi Noonan coming back. She is going to give it a go tonight after a meniscus injury. She's been out a couple of games. You got Bashin out tonight. It's kind of been a mash unit early on for Tom, but she's going to give it a go. Megan Jones, we've seen her over the past couple of seasons. Very reliable, scored about 6 points per game. And then inside, Amelia Ivester started as a freshman last year, and she gives Xavier some much-needed height on the interior at 6'2". Still only a sophomore, still trying to get her legs underneath her a little bit. It takes a little longer for Post to develop a little bit more than some of the guards in basketball.
Yeah, I tell you what she does, though, is that she does a great job around the basket. She makes people a lot, makes players change their shot, and she is a really good shot blocker. She likes to time it and causes disruption, and that's going to make it tough because you take it inside, and she makes you change your shot.
And for the Jefferson Jayhawks, they counter with some inside height as well with Kennedy Dighton and Emily Oler. And we've seen Kennedy Dighton go all over the court early in the season so far this year. And she can hit three-pointers. She can take you inside off the dribble. She can go baseline. She can hit the pull-up jumper. And she's a lot more fluid in the Jefferson offense for Jason Edwards.
Yeah, she's one of the top players, in my opinion, in the conference. And she's been doing it since freshman year, so this is nothing new, and she's been around. She's one of those kids you go, she's not graduated yet, because she's been around, and she is. She's a good inside, outside, and she'll do whatever their system wants her to do.
Jayhawks are going to get Aaron Kuba back tonight. Last time we had Jefferson, when they took on Cedar Rapids Prairie, she was out with a finger injury, but she's been cleared today, and we'll give it a go here tonight.
Yeah, that's good. You don't like to see kids missing because of injury and illness, too. And, you know, illness has been going around. It's been going around Prairie and other schools. So hopefully you have enough depth to, compensate for some of that.
In fact, one of the officials just went over to Aaron Kuba and took a look at the finger and gave her the thumbs up and the okay, and everything's ready to go. Nice pink bandage, too,
yeah,
by the way.
Sticks out, and her shoes.
For Aaron Kuba out there as she gets ready to go at it here tonight. We already have one game in the books in the Mississippi Valley Conference. The doubleheader taking place over at Linmar. The girls' game in the books. Linmar defeats Prairie tonight 53-44. They will have the boys' game coming up here over there, which should be a very interesting one. That will be in just a little bit. Also on the South Gym a little bit earlier on, it was Iowa City Regina holding off West Branch in a battle of unbeatens as Regina wins it 46-44. So a good one there, and they'll have the boys game coming up here in just a little bit. Other games tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference, things stack up like this. We've got 3 non-conference games, Steve. Cedar Rapids Prairie at Linmar, as we mentioned, that was a non-conference game because they're going to play again coming up after Christmas. Cedar Falls at City High tonight is a non-conference game. This means these two teams will battle twice during the year. And Kennedy and Hempstead tonight is a non-conference game. Unusual that Kennedy and Hempstead are going to play twice this year, but that's the way it goes. The other games, Iowa City West is at Cedar Rapids. Washington tonight, Dubuque Wallert is at Waterloo West, and Dubuque Senior is at Waterloo East. So one of those two teams is going to get their first conference win tonight.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately for them. And Waterloo East, so, you know, looking at their scores, obviously things are a little better for them. You're seeing higher scoring and closer games.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be shocked if Waterloo East came through with a win tonight in that one, but we will
long
have to see.
Long time coming.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they won a conference game.
Absolutely.
They broke that long string of losses earlier this year at Marshalltown, so we'll see if they can get Dubuque Senior here tonight. Standings coming into play tonight in the Mississippi Division. City High is your leader right now at 3-1, and then Prairie and Xavier, or I should say Cedar Rapids Washington, second at 2-2, and then Prairie and Xavier coming in at 2-3. Waterloo West 1-4, and then Hempstead and Waterloo East 0-4. Different story on the Valley Division side of things. You've got Iowa City West at 5-0, and Linmar, Kennedy, and Cedar Falls all at 4-0. Jefferson at 3-2, Wallard at 1-3, and then Senior at 0-5. So that's your conference standings as we get into play here on this final Friday night before the holiday break around the state of Iowa on the girls' basketball front. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups tonight. They are presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Home Auto Farm Life and Health, give them a call, 774-4620. Starting lineups for the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids, Jefferson. They come in at 500, 4-4 overall, and 3-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For the Jayhawks, their usual starting five, they will go with Kylie Wise at one forward. Wise, 5'7", junior, second on the team in scoring at 8.1 points per game, and also a 38% three-point shooter. Also up front at a forward, number 41, Kennedy Dighton. Dighton, a 6'1 junior, almost averaging a double-double, 12 points and 9 rebounds per game. At center, it'll be number 43, Emily Oler, 6'1 and a junior, 7.9 points and 3.5 boards per game. And the starting guards for Jefferson will be number 13, Avery Guy, 5'5 and a junior, at 6.6 points per ball game, and Guy averaging almost 5 assists a game. And number 11, Sam Kitterman, 5'6 and a senior, terrific defender, averaging 3 points per ball game. The head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks is Jason Edwards, assisted by Jake Kulbeck. Now the starting lineups brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance for the Xavier Saints. They come in 3-4 and 2-3 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For Xavier at a forward, it'll be number 12, Lexi Noonan, coming off the meniscus injury, 5'11 and a junior. Noonan averaging 7.5 points per game. Also at a forward, number 40, Megan Jones, 5'8 and a senior. Jones at 5.9 per game. At center, number 34, Amelia Ivester, 6'2 and a sophomore. Ivester at 3.9 points per ball game and about 3.9 rebounds per game. Starting guards will be number 14, Jenny Dickus, 5'6 and a senior. Dickus at 3.1 a game. And the leading scorer for Xavier, number 5, McKenna Anderson, 5'9 and a senior, 8.2 points per game, and she is second on the Xavier team in three-pointers with 5, shooting 31%. Head coach for Xavier, going for win number 500 tonight, is Tom Lilly, and assisted by Stephanie Potts. Our officials tonight led by Chris Wilchin, Chris Horfer, and also Carrie Hoffman. Are your officials for this one here tonight. We will take a break and come back and have the keys and the opening tip-off to this one from the Ron Thillen Gymnasium after this one-minute break. You're listening to Girls Basketball on KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Thank you.
national anthem tonight here from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. Jefferson in their Columbia blue traveling uniforms, and Xavier in their home white with the navy blue and silver trim. Should be a good one tonight, Steve.
Yeah, it will be a good one. I think both teams are looking to make a run right now in terms of getting on a roll. We got some players, you know, on both ends had a little injury or you know, illness, so they're back, which is good to see. I think tonight you're going to see two fairly even teams, to be honest, Scott. And I think the key is going to be, you know, like Tom, you know, wants. They don't shoot well, but they have to play good pressure defense. And if Jefferson can handle their pressure defense, they'll be fine. If not, you know, Jefferson and Xavier will make this a long night for them.
Tom Lilly kind of jokes before the game when I talked to him and said, you'll know in the first 3 minutes how it's going to go. And then he goes, I'll know in the first 3 minutes how it's going to go.
Yeah, it's you know, the first 3 or 4 minutes is key to any start of a quarter. And this will be not any, you know, no different tonight.
Set to go. It'll be Ivester and Oler to tip it up. As Chris Wilchin will have the ball tossed between the two centers. We're underway, and Xavier will control the opening tap, going to the bucket to our left. Dump inside Ivester. High arching turnaround is short. And a rebound out of there to Kennedy Knighton as we are underway. Xavier man-to-man. They'll play that way the entire time and pick you up more often than not in the full court. Kitterman over to Guy, puts it on the floor, goes crossover, drives on Dickus, now to Dighton, curls into the lane, running one-hander is no good, off the back of the iron, and we're going to have a walk off the outlet pass, and we'll go back to Jefferson. That was good defense by Avery Guy to cause that.
Yeah, it was, and right now both teams are starting out in man.
Inbound, Jayhawks, wise looking. And finally gets it into Guy, slapped away by Dickus, but she'll pick it up in the backcourt. Pass over to Kitterman, puts it on the floor, on the drive. No look pass to the baseline. Here's Oler with the 15-footer, no. And Jones with the weak side rebound. No score, just underway. And Xavier with the basketball, going to the bucket to our left. Over on the near side, Dickus bounce up top and nearly had it stolen away, and does. Guy comes up with a steal. Good lead pass. Wise fumbled it, and it's out of bounds. Going to stay with Jefferson after Dickus lost it.
You know, it was a good pass by Guy, but it's one of those, if she probably needed to make it a few seconds earlier, and it would have been easier for Wise to handle.
Jefferson inbound here in the front court. Here's Guy. Gets the pass and puts it up for three and scores from the right wing. Avery Guy, that's her sixth three of the year, shooting 28%. It's 3-0 in favor of the Jayhawks. Jones, bounce to the corner. Dickus, up top, Ivester in the high post, holds it above the right free throw line. They work the triangle right. Good, pass inside to Noonan, and was fouled going up.
Yeah, nice entry pass. Right now, Xavier is trying to get it inside. Each possession so far, they're looking high. They're looking a little high-low post, trying to get Ivester involved early.
Noonan, 69% from the free throw line, and the first one in and out, no good. 5'11 junior will have one more. Xavier, a 55% shooting team from the free throw line. Second one up and good, so 1-for-2, and Xavier on the board, and here comes the pressure. Little 2-1-2 as Avery Guy weaves her way across the timeline. One-hand push pass over to Wise. Holds it near side corner. Dump down low to Oler. Shut off the glass too strong. And the weak side rebound to Dickus. Lead pass to Noonan. Drives right of the lane. Crossover dribble. Puts it up no good. Got her own rebound. Back up and in.
Yeah, nice job. Nice job shooting the basketball, getting it back. And that's the aggressiveness of Xavier. They'll always keep coming after you.
Guy's pass broken up by Dickus, and then a foul on Jefferson trying to get it back. And that might be the second on Oler. And it will be. Well, that's a big early foul for the Jayhawks.
It really is, especially with her size, too, to match up with Xavier. So they're going with a smaller lineup right now.
So Erin Kuba makes her first appearance very early for Jefferson. 5'7 senior, and also coming in will be Sparkle Melton, the 5'9 senior. Pass up court, nearly knocked away by Dighton, but Dickus picks it back up. Tries to bounce it into the lane, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kuba.
Right now, Xavier's really trying to get it inside and establish something down low.
Ivester will come out. Kylie Brown, 5'10 junior, will come in. As the Saints will inbound. Noonan gets the inbound pass, fakes, takes it in the lane. Curl pass down low to Jones. Got a double team, almost lost it. Picked back up by Anderson. Off the dribble, the floating jumper, no, from 15. And the rebound to Kitterman at 5'6 for Jefferson. 3-3 game. Probably going to get a low-scoring one here tonight.
I would imagine.
Seems that always is the case when we do Xavier game. Kitterman, nice penetration move in the lane. Shot no good, but Melton with the putback, and Sparkle Melton with some offense off the bench for Jefferson. 5-3.
Both teams with one offensive rebound, but they both capitalized on each end.
Pass inside to Noonan. Tried to scoop shot. It was knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Xavier. As Kiana Steinick will come in, 5'6 junior. Good outside shooter, probably the best along with Anderson for Xavier. Jones off the inbound, puts it on the floor. Good wraparound pass inside to Brown, but off her hand and out of bounds.
Yeah, Megan Jones did a nice job penetrating, dishing off, but couldn't handle the pass.
5-3 lead here for Jefferson. Guyne in the front court. They work the weave up top, hand off to Kitterman. Dighton out on the perimeter right now. Spins right free throw line. Got a double team. Knocked away. Picked back up by Kuba, though. And now Kitterman on the starter dribble. Guy, lob pass. Good catch inside by Dighton. Puts it on the floor. Powers her way up and gets the two.
Guy made a nice entry pass. Just a nice touch pass. But Dighton, you know, she's so athletic and handled it well and finished.
Didn't panic when she got the double team either.
No, she did a step through and put it right in.
Pass to the far sideline, broken up, picked up by Dickus on the drive, in all the way. The floater no good, and Kitterman with another rebound. 7-3 lead, 4-0 run here by the Jayhawks. Guy working the triangle right now, circles up front, takes the top of the key, cut off by Dickus, as both teams going to go to the bench. Melton spins right corner up top to Kitterman, trying to get it inside to Dighton at the free throw line. In the high post, spins, gets a double team, back to Kuba for three, off the iron, no good, and we got a rebounding foul called on Jefferson. Going to be on Kitterman, her first, third already on the Jayhawks.
Yeah, Kitterman, just aggressive move, but probably not the smartest move coming in. You know, she already had the rebound. I tell you what, though, if you like watching somebody that's a spark plug out there, that's Kitterman. She's not going to hurt you with the shot, but she's going to hurt you with penetration and defensive effort.
5'4 freshman Kaylee Donner in to the Jayhawk lineup. And Xavier brings in Hannah Helms for the first time. 7-3 lead here for Jefferson. Anderson outside the arc, holds it right side. Jones in the high post, fakes, drives on Dighton, had her shot rejected by Melton. Lead pass to Kuba, 2-on-2, and she'll hold it up. As Jefferson will get into it. Kuba, that finger wrapped up, kind of pointed out on her left hand. It's her non-shooting hand.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult for her, I would assume. That doesn't look like it feels good yet.
Dighton on the drive and was fouled by Jones. See if they send her to the free throw line. Nope, going to be ball out of bounds. First on Jones, first on Xavier, as Lexi Noonan will come in for Megan Jones. Just under the 3-minute mark here in the game's first quarter. Donner at the center circle. Pass left hash mark. Now up top to Kuba with Noonan on her. Donner picked up by Helms as they work the triangle right. Xavier still in demand. Donner puts it on the floor. Comes off the high ball screen. Gets it to Dighton. Drives baseline and threw it away. Stanek with the steal. 3-on-2. Noonan all the way up. Layup no. Blocking foul going to be called on Jeff. Just moving a little bit, I think.
Yeah, and I tell you right now, Dighton's a little winded. She's working hard to get the ball and trying to establish something early for her.
As Noonan on the free throw line, in and out, no good. Stays 7-3 as Kitterman and Guy come back in for Jefferson, for Kuba and Melton. And Ivester will come in for Xavier for Kylie Brown. So Xavier's got four starters back in there. Free throw number two, off the left side, no good. Rebounded by Dighton. Guy across the timeline, spins away into front court with the four-point lead. Donard, two-person game, puts on the floor, drives baseline, takes it up against a double team, had it knocked out of bounds. Good help defense there. Ivester was there and Dickus was there.
Yeah, and Xavier plays such tremendous help side, and you're never really going to get a clear shot to the rim because they're so good defensively.
Inbound pass, stolen away by Noonan. Lead up ahead to Dickus on the drive. Missed the layup. Rebound is to Jefferson. Each team with three turnovers. Donner goes up with the leaner. That was rejected out of there nicely by McKenna Anderson. You got two teams that really play good defense here.
They do. They're getting after it.
Oh, pass deflected off the official's head, and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to go to Jefferson.
Yeah, it stays in play, though. The official's in play. Ball stayed in play, but caught him right in the head.
Hey, and had the wherewithal to make the call, too.
Yeah, he did.
Deflected off a Saint hand right off the official's head and stayed in play. 7-3, low-scoring game. Minute 42 to play here in the first quarter. Wise at the left point. Stanek off of her. Circles right with it, leaves it for Guy. Donner right now, and Ivester's picked up Donner. Drives her around her, lost it, and then was fouled going up for the shot.
Well, Jefferson's done a nice job, Scott, trying to get to the rim. They're having trouble because Xavier's so good defensively, but any scene, they're going to try to get to the rim and draw a foul, and they did.
Donner to the free throw line for two, and the first one in and out, no good. Maria Steffen will come in for the Saints, a 5'9 sophomore. And now Jefferson's got six on the floor, and they'll get that taken care of. Can't do that anymore.
No, those are always communication issues, too, if you can't tell.
Donner misses both free throws. Jayhawks a 62% free throw shooting bunch. Bounce pass down low. Steffen pulls it back out at the right sideline. Kitterman all over her. Spin move. Drives right of the lane. Forces up the runner. No good. Dighton with the board. And here comes Avery Guy. Good. Thread the needle.
Nice pass.
To Donner. Missed the layup but was fouled.
Yeah, great luck. Great pass. And drew a foul.
Maria Steffen's first. Third on Xavier. And Tom Lilly is going to get a 30-second timeout.
You know, right now, Jefferson, you know, they're up in rebounds 7-4 right now, and that's uncharacteristic. Usually, if you'd ask me who's up in rebounds, you'd say, well, Xavier. But right now, Jefferson's been the aggressor on the board and been able to get to the rim more tonight. So I think Tom will probably try to slow it down a little bit, work the ball around, transition, and then try to get inside and establish the inside game, which they need to do.
The soft JV game tonight, good one, was won by Jefferson 54-47 this evening. In the preliminary here. Donner back to the line, just was 0 for 2 there. Freshman was a 70%er and got that one to go. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. A 5-0 Jefferson run. And make it 6-0 as Donner gets the friendly roll. I think we'll see a little Jayhawk pressure now.
Yeah, they want to do that more, and that's something coaches wanted to do.
A little 1-2-2, three-quarter, and see if they trap here. Dickus on the crossover. Good. Bounce pass underneath the Jones. Can't convert the layup. Missed the bunny. And Dighton with a board.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating right now. They're not able to get some easy looks right now. When they do, it's they got to take advantage of it.
Kuba on the ball fake, drives in, right-hander off the glass, won't go, tipped, and Kuba gets it back. Back to Guy, fakes, puts it on the floor, goes in with the scoop layup, no. Rebounded by Noonan. Xavier on the run. Noonan to the trailer. Anderson fakes the three, drives baseline, 10-footer, no good. Rebound back up and in underneath for Lexi Noonan.
Yeah, Lexi's very active right now and very athletic, and they're going to need that presence around the rim.
All five for Noonan, and Dighton gets a chance at the three-point play on the other end. Dighton beat everybody down and got good position inside.
Yeah, and she's been fighting for it, too. She's been working her tail off trying to, post up and drive to the hoop and get more involved here offensively, which they'll need her to do.
Dighton can play on the perimeter as the free throw is off the back heel. No, tipped out of bounds, going to go to Xavier. But Dighton knows when she can go inside and get a mismatch.
She does, and she does it very well. And that's what makes her tough to guard, because you can't put a big girl on her because she'll drive by her. If you can't seg off, she'll shoot it. And she's a tough post-up.
Jefferson pressure again. Throw over the top. Stanek back in there now for Xavier. Holds it in the backcourt. Down to 10 seconds to play. Dickus trying to get it over the timeline and just does. Anderson in the corner. Skip pass over the top. 3 seconds to play. Over to Noonan. She'll pop for three. It's short. No good. Rebound. And the shot comes after the horn. We are through one here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 11. Cedar Rapids Xavier, 6. Mississippi Valley Conference Girls Basketball. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to KGYM Sports.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier, as Jefferson leads it after the first quarter, 11-5. Listening to girls high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM, along with 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. And Xavier, a cold shooting first quarter.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're working hard, but right now they haven't really had a good look. And credit Jefferson. And it starts on the ball. Kitterman has been tremendous with on-ball pressure, and it makes it difficult for Xavier to get the flow of their offense.
Kuba to inbound as Jefferson will have it on the arrow to start quarter number two. We'll set the lineups for you. Guy in there, Dighton, Kitterman, Kuba, and Wise for the Jayhawks. Kitterman spins, gets it right sideline to Kuba. Trying to dribble with that left hand and doing a pretty good job of it.
That way with the carry.
Skip pass over to Guy. Drives baseline. Cut off. Back to Dighton. Dighton looks inside to a cutting Kuba, who was fouled going up. Yeah, might have got away with one there.
Yeah. It's good to see her back, though. They need her, and they need the depth.
That's a second foul on Dickus. So she has two, and Megan Jones on the bench with two. Two starters for Xavier. Kinderman. Good. Dump pass inside. Dighton going up with it and travel. Oh. Yep.
Yep. That's a good entry pass, and that's going to be there all night if they can isolate her.
Jefferson pressure. Noonan, Dickus, Stonick, McKenna Anderson, and Kylie Brown in there. Anderson open in the corner, turned down to three as Dighton came out on her. Circles right, goes up with a runner and got it to go with the right hand from the heart of the lane.
Yeah, what made good play is that she sold the three, which brought them out. She was able to penetrate into the runner.
First person other than Lexi Noonan to score, and then Brown comes up with the block on Kuba. Xavier the other way. High catch made outside the arc by Anderson. Dighton on her. Xavier with a basketball looking inside. Noonan instead is out right wing beyond the arc. Dickus holds it, playing with two fouls. Dump pass inside to Noonan. Catch. Nice catch, but missed it. And then went over the top. trying to get it back and committed the foul.
Yeah, Noonan did a nice, made a nice athletic catch. Missed a shot, a little frustration foul.
Sixth on Xavier. So Jefferson will be shooting from here on in the first half.
Seeing a little full court now from Jefferson, or from Xavier. Something they haven't been able to do because of not making a basket. If you can't make a basket, it's hard to press.
Jayhawks couldn't get it in, so Jason Edwards will use a 30-second timeout. And, yeah, Xavier, that's about the only time tonight they've been able to get the pressure on.
Yeah, and that's Tom's game. He likes to create with that full court pressure, and that's their style. But if you're struggling a little bit offensively, that's tough to do what he would like to do.
6:38 to play here in the opening half. We'll have scores and some stats coming your way at the halftime break. Low scoring game here so far tonight.
Yeah, many of our games in this gym have been low scoring. Your 20s maybe at the half, you know, and that's a typical Xavier game here.
Saints throwing on the pressure. They tap the inbounds pass out of bounds. Megan Jones got it. So Jefferson will try it again. Jayhawks are going to bring everybody into the backcourt here to try to get it in. Looking, and they get it in to Avery Guy. Pushes it up with the power dribble with the left hand on Jenny Dickus. Stop and go move, left baseline, on the drive all the way. No look pass to Kitterman for three, short. Rebound, and Xavier gets it. Noonan into the front court. Stanek outside the arc. Looks inside to Jones. Instead up top to Dickus. Guy playing off of her. Yo-yos dribble back out right of the circle. Good. Bounce feed inside. Turnaround shot up. Rimming no good by Brown. And Dighton with a rebound. Good look.
That was a good look. And right now Jefferson is want to get it back inside to Dighton.
There she is. Dighton with Jones on her. Triple team looking for the open player. And enter. Pass deflected and stolen. Two on one the other break. Other way. Pass up ahead. Shot good. Count the foul as Dickus goes to the line.
That all started with Kylie Brown. Kylie Brown came over, helped side, blocked her shot, Dighton shot, and or pass, I should say, and then created a full court and three-point play. But, again, that was good help side, very good help side by Kylie Brown.
For Jefferson, they're going to bring Erica Oler in. The sophomore, younger sister of Emily. And that was the second foul on Kitterman as free throw up and in for Dickus. And here comes the Xavier pressure.
Yeah, one-point game now.
Haley Donner also back into the game. Kylie Wise back in for Jefferson. Sets the pick for Donner. Goes behind the back with it. Tries to feed Wise. He'll take a free throw line and traveled with it.
Yeah, Kylie hasn't been able to get anything going. She's a good shooter, and games we saw, you know, when she gets an open look, she'll put it in, but not able to get an open look right now.
Jefferson's lead, which was six, is down to one at 11-10. Xavier trying to break the 10-second count, and they do. Into the corner, though, goes Dickus and threw it off the leg of Guy to retain the possession.
Yeah, the 1-2-2 three-quarter press by Jefferson's giving Xavier a little bit of trouble right now.
You got to use that pass to throw over the top.
That cross-court pass, yep.
Stonick over in the left corner. Wise coming out on her, standing right-hand dribble. Now starts to come right with the stutter move. Dick is picked up by Guy, who backs off of her. Xavier shooting for the lead, down 11-10. Trying to win Tom Lilly's 500th game here tonight. Ivester back in. Goes to Dickus, top of the circle. Holds it there on Guy. They lob it inside over the head of Ivester. They go for the save. Couldn't do it. As Anderson got it in off of Ivester, and it'll be Jefferson ball.
Yeah, that's good luck. Ivester just, they should have waited a little bit. She wasn't able to get her feet set to get a good post move.
Just needed to be a little more patient with that.
Yeah.
Donner driving a dish out to Wise. Drives baseline. Leaner up in and out. No good. And over the back's going to be called on Dighton. Who acted as though she had her hand caught in the cookie jar.
Yeah,
now.
She did. And, you know, it was a good drive by Kylie, too. It didn't go in, but they need her to get some offensive production out of her.
Hannah Helms will come in, 5'6" junior. And again, Xavier with a chance to take the lead. 4:34 to play here in the opening half, and this is a very much a Xavier-type game as the Saints throw it away. Turnover number 6 on each team. Noonan in for Brown. Now Dighton will inbound, and they'll throw it deep. Good home run pass to Guy, who's going to get the easy layup.
Yeah, they're fronting her, and anytime you see somebody front somebody at the full court, you throw it long, and they took advantage of that.
13-10, three-point lead for Cedar Rapids Jefferson here over Xavier. Static goes crossover, trapped along the far sideline. Jefferson, well, looked as though they were in a little trapping zone, but now they're back to the man. Noonan off the clear out, drives right of the lane, lost it. Gets it back to Helms. She thought about the shot. Spacing just not really good right now for Xavier.
No, too cluttered.
And the tip and the steal. Here's Donner going coast to coast. Can't get the shot to go off the glass. Rego the other way off the rebound. Stonick out top to Anderson. Almost lost it. Picks it back up. Lob pass inside. We're going to get a timeout by Xavier. It'll be another 30. I think that's what Tom Lilly's going to say. You're all standing around, and you're standing next to each other.
Yeah, and that's a 30-second timeout he did not want to use. And they're right now their offense is just not in a flow. They're too close together. They're just not getting any rhythm right now. And his offenses are movement, spread out, look inside. They haven't really been comfortable doing it much of that here in the last couple minutes.
Tom's got the saddle shoes going, though. Always looks resplendent.
Yeah, he's wore those shoes for years. Same color. Doesn't matter what color his suit is.
They go with everything.
Yeah.
13-10.
According to Tom, they go with everything.
13-10 lead for Jefferson. They've led just about the whole way. We were tied once at 3. Anderson puts it on the floor. Follow away 17-footer was forced up no good, but Noonan, the rebound, put back won't go. Third effort blocked from behind by Emily Oler. Or Megan Erica Oler, and here comes Jefferson. Jayhawks will hold it up. Guy goes crossover on the dribble drive and traveled with it. Took an extra step.
Yeah, again, I'm impressed with both their defense, especially Jefferson right now. Jefferson's done a really good job with their three-quarter press, and they've done a good job falling back and picking them up, man, without losing anything.
13-10, 3:05 to play, first half. Jefferson in front of Xavier, touch pass, Noonan. No looker over to Ivester. Jumper right through for Amelia Ivester.
Yeah, and that's a good shot for Amelia. You know, she can hit that shot. She can hit the 15-footer very well, and that was a very good shot for her.
13-12. Xavier back within a point. And the first bucket for Ivester. Kuba off the clear out, going one-on-one. Drives left of the lane, had it knocked away and stolen. Good defense by Kiana Stanek. 2-on-3. Noonan had it knocked away. Picked up by Dickus. She might have got away with a walk. To the corner to Anderson for three, and she hits. And now we're going to get a Jayhawk timeout.
It's like a full, I think.
Yep, full timeout, so we'll take one as well. 2:25 to play here in the opening half. And it's Xavier with their first lead. Saints 15, Jefferson 13, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
After the timeout, Jefferson will have it. Quick burst here, a 10-6 run by Xavier. In a low-scoring game, you don't have many bursts like this.
No, that's almost like a 20-0 run at Xavier right now.
And now Jefferson will have to inbound against the full court pressure with Eric Oler. The sophomore gets it into a freshman, Kaylee Donner. And she'll spin her way across the timeline against Lexi Noonan and Xavier. Noonan went for the steal, came up empty. They trap Donner out front, gets out of it. Cross-court pass. Oler thought somebody would be there. Tried for the save and got it. Now it's loose at the center line, and Kuba picks it back up. Inside to Oler, and lost it off her leg out of bounds. Good defense by McKenna Anderson.
Yeah, got her hand on top of the ball.
And Xavier will try to improve on the two-point lead as Kylie Weisel gets set to come into the Jeff lineup. Stonick looks inside, up top between the circles. Anderson, Oler playing on her, so a high advantage there. Inside, turnaround shot blocked. As Noonan had it knocked away, and here comes Jefferson. Donner left open, did not look at the three-pointer. Oler off the fake, drives the right side of the lane. Leaner off the glass, rimming and good for Erica Oler.
Yeah, very strong move from Erica. They did the old fake come through, fake handoff, and they fell for it. She had a clear lane.
Tied again at 15, our second tie of the ball game. Guy falls down, gets back up. Plays catch with Ivester. Over to Dickus, left wide open outside the arc. Turns down the shot. Dickus, more of a floor general, doesn't score a lot. Over to Kiana Stanek, holding it out front. Starts to drive, angles left against Donner. Leaves it for Dickus, guarded by Guy. Up top, Anderson puts it on the floor, drive and a kick out. Putting it into the lane and off the glass, and good is Lexi Noonan.
Yeah, Lexi, I'm real impressed with her athleticism, and you know, she's able to get to the rim, she's able to get rebounds.
Seven for Noonan, 35 seconds to play, first half. Xavier by two. Guy penetrates. Kick out to Kuba for three, and she hits.
Jefferson did a nice job going in and out basketball. Got it out to her for an open look.
Love the drive and the kick.
Yeah.
18-17, Jayhawks back by one. See if Xavier goes for the last shot. Left open, Dickus will fire the three. It's no good. 10 seconds to play. Time for Jefferson to get a last-second shot off. Here's Guy, a step back three, up and good from 23 feet. And that will do it for the first half. Back-to-back threes by Jefferson to close out the first half. And they take a four-point lead into the break. Our halftime score, Jefferson 21 and Xavier 17. We'll take a one-minute break and come back and talk halftime with you right after this as you're listening. Girls High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier boys basketball team fell to Kennedy last Friday, 62-46. The Saints were led by sophomore Jackson Jones with 17 points, including 5 three-pointers. The Saints then bounced back on Tuesday with a 65-55 home win over Dubuque senior. Mitch Berger and Max Tekau led the Class 3A number 6 rated Saints with 16 points apiece. The Xavier wrestlers fell to Kennedy 48-30 last Thursday in MVC dual meet action. The Saints got pins from Clint Lembeck, Josh Gerke, and Alex Francis. Xavier then finished 7th at Mount Vernon, with Lembeck winning the 138-pound title. The Xavier Bowlers are in action Friday versus Dubuque Senior at May City Bowl, and Saturday at the Prairie View Invitational at Lancer Lane.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Back with you here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium at halftime, and a flurry there to end things, Steve, with three-pointers.
Well, I tell you, a 2-6-0 run, and I think the Xavier crowd was counting down, as you know, fans do, to make you shoot quick, and she did shoot quick, but unfortunately it was nothing but net, and yeah, you don't want to end on two open threes going into the quarter, so definitely momentum going into halftime is back to Jefferson.
Yeah, and the Avery guy, I think you're right, I think the student section was counting as usual ahead of the regular clock, and I think it got Avery Guy. Hey, she stepped back and hit a three-pointer from about 23 feet out.
Yeah, she's confident. You know, that's a kid too, Scott, that has improved a lot from last year to this year. She has really turned herself into a nice high basketball player.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for the Jefferson Jayhawks. Avery Guy leading the way with 8 points at halftime. 4 points for Kennedy Dighton. Aaron Kuba's got a three-pointer, 4-3. And 2 points apiece for Kaylee Donner, Sparkle Melton, and for Erica Oler for the Jefferson total of 21. For Xavier, they're being led by Lexi Noonan with 7 points in the first half, 3 field goals and a free throw. 5 points for McKenna Anderson, including a three. Jenny Dickus with 3 points, and Amelia Ivester with 2 points for the Saints. Turnovers, 9 for Jefferson unofficially. Xavier with 7. From the free throw line, Xavier was 2 out of 5. Jefferson also 2 out of 5, both at 40%. The three-pointers, 3 made threes for the Jayhawks, and that's the difference of the game right now, and 1 for the Xavier Saints. And the bench scoring right now is all Jayhawks, 9-0 over Xavier. And how about that rebounding in the first half?
Well, right now it's close. It's Jefferson with 13 and Xavier with 12. But the difference is Xavier, to keep them in the ballgame, Xavier had 5 offensive rebounds, and I believe that turned them those 5 return turned him into about 10 points. And so, you know, that's something that Jefferson's got to do a better job of, the second shot attempt by Xavier.
See if we can get some halftime scores for you here. We do have a final, Linmar Girls over Prairie, 53-44. Iowa City Regina over West Branch by a score of 46-44 in a rated battle. The new polls came out a little bit earlier on. Mokoka Valley girls all over East Buchanan, 63-14. Kennedy on the road, leading Hempstead by 2 at halftime, 32-30. A little bit of a surprise right there.
Yeah, that's a big surprise.
As that one knew, but it's hard to win on the road in this conference, isn't it?
Especially in Dubuque. There's no such thing as an easy win in Dubuque.
Yeah, ask Prairie about that for Tuesday night.
Yeah, they went up and played a pretty good Waller team, and the girls just, Waller played well, they said, and we just kind of strut and they run a little flex offense, they said, and that was something new that they haven't seen.
Do have the shooting stats, thanks to Jeff Linder of the Gazette for helping us out with this. Jefferson was 40% in the first half, 8 of 20. How about this? 3 for 4 from three-point land and 75%. Xavier was 7 of 25 in the first half. And that'd be, high 20s right in there. And 1 out of 4, 25% from three-point land in the first half. So Jefferson didn't shoot the ball too bad. Didn't have as many shots as Xavier did, though.
No, I think right now, Dighton, how many points does Dighton have, Scott?
Right now, 4.
Yeah, and that's something that they need to get her involved more. But Xavier's done a good job. They front her and they play behind her. So they've made it really tough on her to get a good look. And she's had to work hard to get the ball. But I tell you right now, offensively for Xavier, been impressed with Noonan. Very athletic, getting to the rim, follow-up shots, and she's really been the key for them first half. And, like you said, they need some bench scoring or they need some depth for Xavier to pick up the points for them.
Some boys' scores at halftime. Center point Urbana leading Marion 32-18. And right now in the third quarter, Dubuque Hempstead up the road leads Kennedy 37-29. Cougars struggling a little bit right now as far as Coach McCowan's team is concerned, but they will get it going.
Yeah, that was a good win Prairie had the other night against a good Dubuque senior team. Be interesting to see how they come out tonight against a good Linmar team.
Yeah, and Linmar and Prairie going at it here. City High leading Cedar Falls 12-4. I believe that's a girls' score. That's a good battle tonight up there. As they will go at it for the first of two. The two teams making their way back out onto the court here at halftime here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. We got 2 more games, actually 3 more coming up for you next week. Monday night, it will be boys basketball. We'll take a look at the 3A rated Solon boys. They will host Cedar Rapids Kennedy next week on Monday night, and that will be a 7:30 start. That'll be on our FMs, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday night, and it will be Xavier and Davenport Assumption in non-conference play to close out the first half of the schedule. And Gina Rogers will join me for the girls' game, and then going to be Kenyon Murray joining me for the boys' game for that one.
Good, yeah. Yep, Kenyon's got two twin boys that are freshmen playing on the sophomore team, and they're going to be fun to watch over the next 3 years.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
They're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, nice family, too. Nice boys.
Yep, so that'll be coming your way next week, and then we'll have the holiday break and get back into it on January the 2nd, where the boys' game is. We'll get our first chance to see the Prairie boys as they will take on defending state champion North Scott in a non-conference Saturday afternoon affair. So looking forward to that one. Prairie College community had to be buzzing after the win over number one Waller the other night.
Yeah, they were. That was quite the game, and wrestlers have done really well too, so it's been a good week at Prairie.
Got Jefferson in the big duel last night.
Yeah, very good wrestling match for them, and so yeah, good week for Prairie right now, and tonight I'll just be curious. I'm looking forward to seeing how the boys do against a very good coach, you know, obviously great coach over there with Linmar. And how about Paige? Or not Paige, Marcus Paige.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got the record for three-pointers over there, and it's good to see a local great young man achieve that accomplishment.
Here at halftime, it's Cedar Rapids Jefferson girls on top of the Xavier girls, 21-17, as both teams back out onto the court to start things off here in half number two. You're Jefferson, you got to get the ball to Kennedy Knighton a little bit more. And Xavier did a lot of good things at the end of that first half.
They did. They fronted her. They played behind her with help side. And she really never got a real clean look. Got one good entry pass, and then the other one she got had a travel. And I think, you know, Xavier needs to do the same thing. They need to get inside more so. You got Noonan in there, a little high-low with Ivester. And I bet Tom's telling them that they need to get a flow going inside right now because they're not able to get much going on the outside. And Xavier needs to, what they typically do is work the ball around five, six, seven passes, and then usually find a good shot. And they haven't been able to do that. And a lot of that's credit to Jefferson as well. Jefferson's done a really good job, and especially I've been impressed with the perimeter defense of Jefferson.
Actually, that City High Cedar Falls score was a boys' score. City High leading Cedar Falls 32-20. And that would be a little bit of an upset if that holds on. Xavier Jefferson boys tied 21-21 that late in the second quarter. So they've got a tight one going there as well. So a lot of good basketball going on, a lot of tight games going on tonight. And we are set to go for half number two. It'll be Xavier basketball down by fours. We are underway as Xavier will go to the basket to our right. Noonan in there along with Jones, Ivester, Dickus, and McKenna Anderson. And Jefferson with their starting five. Wise, Dighton, Emily Oler, Guy, and Kitterman. Dickus, stutter dribble up top to Anderson. Drive right of the lane. Give and go back to Anderson off the clear out. Starting to go one-on-one, cut off by Kitterman. Good defense by the Jayhawks, and a no-look pass inside thrown away.
That's not how you want to start if you're Xavier right now, and Coach Lilly not happy with that start.
Full court pressure. As Avery Guy backs away into the front court. Man-to-man for both of these teams. Wise off the ball fake. Angles right to the right free throw line. Bounce pass inside to Dighton, and offensive foul on Dighton. And that's going to be her second.
Yeah, she didn't like that call at all, and I don't think Coach Edwards did, but I think she leaned with her shoulder and drew that, and, you know, caused the foul.
So the second on Dighton. And it'll be Xavier ball off the offensive foul, the player control foul. Jones to the corner. Anderson for three. Too strong, no. And the rebound taken out of there by Emily Oler. Played a minute here in the second half. Oler in the high post. Ivester comes out on her. Ivester's in the man, but she's kind of floating between and kind of playing a one-person zone. Out top, Oler, jumper, can't get the roll, and Noonan with a rebound. I like that defense.
I do, too, and that's she's a smart player, too. So her staying back, kind of looking to see if she can help out on any drives or blocks.
Clear out, Noonan. Looking to go one-on-one with Guy instead. Ivester in the high post. It's a back out to Dickus. Wise on her. 21-17 still. Noonan driving a dish over to Dickus. Puts it on the floor. Takes it in on Wise. Back up top to Anderson. Dump pass down low. Jones off the glass with the left hand. No. Off the turnaround. And the rebound to the Jayhawks. Guy to Oler driving the lane and scores.
Right. Nice drive or nice transition offense there with the Guy spread the floor. And Oler right up the middle for a nice layup.
23-17, Jefferson ties their biggest lead of the night. That by six, ball tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Xavier. Kylie Brown back in for Xavier as Ivester will come out. Jefferson. Bounce pass left corner, Noonan. Triple threat position. Bullet pass inside. Tipped away by Dighton and stolen by Wise. He's trying to force the issue there.
Yeah, they've seen a lot of that right now by Xavier.
Dighton, left free throw line. Cross court pass, almost intercepted, but Kitterman gets it. Then it was kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Xavier. And it will stay with the Jayhawks. Looking to go over 500. Jefferson at 4-4. Dyke puts it on the floor on the drive. Right hand scoop, no. Got her own rebound. Gets a double team. And Wisely kicks it back outside to Guy. Right wing three. Back heel, no. And the rebound to Brown. Xavier on the run. And a good job by Jefferson to get back.
Yeah, Jefferson's been very aggressive defensively. And usually, you know, Xavier has too, but you're seeing that full both sides of the floor for Jefferson.
You're just not going to beat Kitterman back.
No, I don't think many are. She is a tremendous perimeter defender.
Open jumper, Noonan, no good on the line driver. Offensive board for Xavier. And Anderson must have kept the dribble alive. She got up.
Yeah, I thought they were called travel.
Brown, back it comes to Dickus. They work the triangle right. Noonan outside the arc, looking down low. Jones, good high-low look inside, but Brown traveled with it.
Yeah. And that's what Xavier's been trying to do the whole first half is get that high-low look. Posts have been working hard, but credit to Jefferson. They've made it very difficult.
Kuba in. Aaron Kuba for the Jayhawks. And here comes Donner. She also checked in at that dead ball. Kuba, you missed it early, playing with a little wrap on her finger on her left hand. Here's a block. And Noonan all the way, no good. Too strong off the glass in the layup attempt, but chased down her own rebound. Dickus, bounce feed right block to Jones. Back up top, wide open. Dickus for three off the right side of the iron, no. And Dighton with a rebound. Jefferson the other way, kick out the Wise, drives right baseline. They play catch with it. And Xavier getting back defensively. Only 2 points scored this half. 23-17. Oler in a high post. Back to Wise. Good defense by Anderson. Takes her inside. Shot blocked. Foul called. And it'll be on McKenna Anderson.
And I've been impressed with the freshman, Kaylee Donner, Scott, with Jefferson. You know, it's handled their pressure. They brought up full court pressure, and the freshman has handled it very well tonight. And she's going to be another one, too, over the years that's going to get better.
Kiana Stonick comes in for Xavier, and Noonan will go out. Free throw number one, good. Number two, no good. And Anderson retrieves the deep kicker. Xavier playing without Briley Bastion tonight. With sickness inside, travel called on Jones. Tried a little head and shoulder fake and rubbed the pivot foot.
Yep, pivot foot Didn't get the message from the head fake. Tell you what, too, the older girls are playing very well, too, for Jefferson. Very athletic, and I like how they get up and down the floor as well. It's a nice Xavier or Jefferson team.
Erica in for Emily. One Oler for another Oler.
Yeah.
Donner weaves away across the timeline, and a reach foul going to be called on Xavier. Just into the game, Hannah Helms, and gets the foul.
Yeah, Hannah reached across, you know, with the body. And anytime you reach across the body, especially on the front court, refs see that right away.
Looking to get it in, and they do, but the pass tipped. Almost stolen out of there. Good defense there by Kylie Brown. Jefferson by 7. Biggest lead of the game, 24-17. Donner standing dribble up top, goes crossover, angles right, stop and go dribble, and a pass intercepted by Anderson. We go the other way, 3-on-2, give and go. Anderson into the lane, Jones had it knocked away, going up, and was fouled.
Yeah, Xavier did a nice job, spread the floor, got the transition offense going, and Xavier always sends somebody right down the seam, too, and that's something that is a trademark of Tom's, and they always find that cutting girl.
Free throw, no good by Megan Jones. 50% foul shooter as Amelia Ivester comes in for McKenna Anderson. Jones, one more, up, and that curls in and out. And Tom Lilly just has head in the chin right now.
Yeah, they just can't buy a bucket right now or get any flow going on offense.
24-17, pass inside, tip. Jefferson gets it, Dighton turns, puts up the jumper from 17. No, rebound, Ivester one-hands it. Gets out of it to Stonick. Up ahead it comes. Nice catch by Helms. Almost lost it, but picked back up by Xavier. Inside. Good pass from Ivester down low to Kylie Brown for the first bucket of the half.
They needed that too, Scott. Xavier, this might get them going, but they definitely needed to get something.
24-19, five-point lead. And we got an offensive foul on Erica Oler setting the moving screen. Melton will come in. Emily Oler will come in to the Jayhawk lineup. We're not having the 5-for-5 substitutions that we used to have with Coach Sullivan on the sideline Xavier.
Yeah, Coach Sullivan, that's a big miss, too. He's, I think, teaching out Lynn Marr, and he's been a long, trusted assistant for Tom over the years.
24-19, cross-court pass stolen away by Kitterman. Goes crossover and then lost the handle out of bounds.
Yeah, she did a nice job getting the passing lanes, but kind of went a little quick and not able to keep her dribble.
As Dickus comes back in, and Jefferson will throw on some pressure. So now Tom's going to go with 2 point guards. With Dickus and Stonick, pass tip to the center line, but Stonick picks it back up. Minute 45 to play here in quarter number 3.
We need a 5-second count. Yep.
There it
Good
is.
Good job by Kitterman.
Just does the little things.
She does. She does the little things, and she's the little general out there. And, you know, again, defensively, Scott, I mean, you put her on the point, and your job as a defender is to make that point guard 5-second counter pick up her dribble, and she is tremendous at that.
24-19 lead, a minute 40 to play, third quarter. Jefferson with the lead in the ball. Guy penetrates back to Kuba. Left side 3, short, and the weak side board pulled out of there by McKenna Anderson. Xavier basketball in front court. You look inside. Back up top now to Stefan, who's checked in, the sophomore. Dickus starts to drive. Yo-yos a dribble back up top of the key. High lob pass to Ivester. Back it comes outside. Three-pointer up. No good. Ivester, the offensive rebound. Turns, fires. No good short. And it goes out of bounds. And, well, did they give it to Jeff?
Yeah, they gave it to Jeff. The other official saw it and didn't. The first one looked for help, and Jeff's way.
Chris Wilchin was starting to point and then stopped in
midpoint.
He was.
He saw his partner, and he already had the hand, so.
Full court pressure. Kuba trying to get it in. It just does. It's the 5-second wrap. 24-19. Here comes Guy. Into the front court. She'll circle it back up top with 50 seconds. Melton puts it on the floor. Gets a double team. Now it's past to Kuba. They play catch with it. Melton drives just inside the free throw line. Forces up the shot. Came up short. Here comes Anderson the other way. Stefan with 27 seconds. Back to Anderson, near side corner. Dickus inside to Ivester. Back it comes to Anderson for a three. Off the front iron, no. Tipped out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Xavier.
Yeah, good inside out right now. The posts are getting more touches down low, and that's opening it up for her teammates.
Inbound. Quick shot. Stefan, no good. Comes right down the hands of Brown. Shot block, no good. Got her on rebound, no. Loose, and it is Xavier basketball. Back out it comes Stefan for the 15-footer, no, and Melton with the rebound. 5 seconds. Kinderman across the timeline. Cross court to Guy. Sets up for a three. No good at the horn. We are through three in this low-scoring affair. And it is Jefferson on top of Xavier, 24-21. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
An NBC versus Womack Boys non-conference affair comes up this Monday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham Monday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as Cedar Rapids Kennedy takes on Solon. Both the Cougars and Spartans look to get a win before closing out their pre-holiday portion of the schedule. That's Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy at Solon. Monday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. Back with you here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. As Jefferson will have it as we start the forced low-scoring affair here tonight, Steve.
Yeah, you called it, and just typical Xavier, and good defense, and Jefferson with good defense.
Guy over to Oler. She'll turn and put up a quick three. It's no good. And then Noonan had the rebound but lost it, and Kinderman comes away with it. Up top to Dighton. Pull up three, and she hits left of the
There you go. That's something she hasn't had that look all day, and start on Kinderman getting the steal and finding Dighton for nice open look. She's not going to miss too many of those.
27-19, Jefferson by eight, and this is their biggest lead. Bounce inside is kicked out of bounds. It will stay with the Saints. Xavier only had 2 points in quarter number three. And that's tough.
That is tough, and they just have not found a rhythm yet offensively.
Xavier basketball, a double team, and Kinderman comes up with a steal.
Well, they doubled down on Ivester and able to get the steal.
Inside, leaner no good by Oler off the glass, and here comes Dickus the other way. Pass left sideline to McKenna Anderson. In there along with Jones and Noonan, Dickus and Ivester. Give you the Jefferson lineup in a moment. They're back to their original five. Noonan penetrates, almost had it knocked away. Xavier gets it back. With 6:40 to play. High-low lob inside, and before the shot, foul called on Jefferson.
Yeah, they just placed her. She did a good job posting up, but they moved her from her spot and called that. But that's what they want to do. Xavier needs to get it inside, stop the clock, and keep getting the score closer and closer.
Kylie Wise picks up the foul. Only her first. Kinderman will come out as Kuba will come back in. Inbound. They get it to Noonan. Circles in the lane. Forces up the running one-hander. Got it. Noonan with nine. Here comes the pressure. Still only a six-point lead at 27-21.
Yeah, especially as poor as Xavier's been shooting right now.
Working the weave up top. Kuba Pulls the dribble back with the right hand, looking for help. Flips it to Wise, now at the center circle. Anderson playing off of her. Guy guarded by Jenny Dickus. Guy goes crossover on the drive. Kick out to Kuba. Fakes the three, steps in. Guy flips it inside. Dighton high off the glass. Good count and a foul. Good ball movement by the Jayhawks.
Great ball movement, but even better touch pass by Avery Guy. There wasn't much room to make that pass, and she just made a tremendous touch pass into Dighton.
So Dighton with a chance at the three-point play, trying to get into double figures, and got it. 10 now for Kennedy Dighton, and the lead right back up to 9 at 30-21.
Jefferson's keeping the pressure, that three-quarter 1-2-2.
Just across the timeline, Dickus had it knocked away by Wise from behind. Turnover number 16 against Xavier. Up ahead to Oler. Turnaround. High archer good from 10 on the left baseline. And we're going to get a Xavier timeout. Timeout, Saints. It'll be a full timeout. And we'll take it as well. 5:34 to play here in the ball game. Jefferson with their biggest lead. Jayhawks 32, Xavier 21. Back in a minute on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com, proudly representing Society Insurance.
We'll have all the stats after the ball game. We'll talk with the victorious head coach as well. Is it Jefferson with some pressure? Dickus, good. Bounce feed inside to Brown and traveled with it.
Yeah, she wanted to pass and decided not to, and by that time she slid her foot.
You're seeing Xavier. They're getting some shots, and they're just not putting them up. There's just not the confidence there.
No, there's not, and they're just hesitant.
Guy out front, standing right-hand dribble. Now Jefferson in a low-scoring game. When you get a double-digit lead, that lead almost seems like 20.
Yes, and right now Jefferson's got to keep attacking, and you don't want turnovers.
Like that.
Like that.
Wise, a cross-court pass, and that one was too tall for Kennedy Dighton.
Yeah.
It might have been too tall for two Kennedy Dightons. And it's 32-21. Turnover number 14 against Jefferson. Xavier basketball. Fake driving in. Noonan left a shot short. Put back, though, is good by Kylie Brown. And the lead back down to single digits at 32-23 with 4:35 to play in the game. Dighton out front, outside the arc. Goes near side to Guy. No look, backdoor pass. Shot deflected out of there as Kuba tried to go backdoor. And out of bounds, it'll stay with Jefferson.
I tell you, Avery Guy has such a good eye to find people open and make the right pass and the touch pass. And right now, Jefferson just needs to keep working the ball around, get some time off the clock, and look for a good open look.
Kuba tried to get in, couldn't. Timeout Jefferson to save the possession. And it'll be a full timeout with 4:21 to play here in the game. And the Jayhawks up 32-23. We will take a 30-second break and come back to the Ron Dillon Gymnasium at Xavier. We'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability with internet speeds up to 1 gig gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
We welcome you back to Xavier. Scott Udash alongside Steve Dozier. As the Jayhawks have led the entire way, was tied twice, 3-3 and 15-15 in this game. And it'll be Jefferson inbound with Kennedy Dighton on the far sideline. Trying to get it in and finally does to Guy. As McKenna Anderson now guarding Guy in this defensive alignment for Xavier. They move Dickus over now to Kylie Wise. Dighton on Jones. Leaves it for Oler. Now it comes to Guy. She lost it for a moment. Picks it back up against Dickus. Goes crossover. Starts to drive and kicks it out to Wise. This looks like a layup-only offense.
Yeah, right now he's running a continuity offense.
Well, as I say that, here's Guy for three, no good. But Oler, the offensive board. And another shot at it for Jefferson. Tom Lilly trying to win his 500th game as head coach. And right now down by nine. 3:30 to play here in the game. Dighton flips it over to Kuba. Starts to penetrate right free throw line. Bounce inside, stolen by Dickus. 2-on-2 break. Dickus all the way down. Left hand layup. Good. Got it underneath Dighton's arm.
I tell you, Xavier needed that right now. They're picking up their man-to-man pressure right now, and they need to get a couple more of those, and Jefferson needs to run some clock.
32-25, under three to play. Dighton double team, gets it to Guy, penetrates, no-look bounce pass to the block, and it's tied up, and Arrow will give it to Xavier. So back-to-back Jefferson turnovers.
Yeah, right now Jefferson... not as efficient as they have been right now. You want to make sure you're playing precise, meeting the pass. And right now they're, you know, having little issues with meeting the pass and getting their continuity going.
Xavier with the basketball down by seven. Anderson, Kitterman on her. Starter dribble coming to the right. Here's Noonan on the drive and was fouled going up. And then the ball got caught between the rim and the backboard. But it's going to be two free throws. They're going to get the foul on Emily Oler. I have never seen that before.
I have never seen a referee take the ball and jump up and get it unlodged. And that's 20-some years of watching. I've never seen that.
Boy, you better get it.
yeah, that's right. You don't want to miss that in front of the crowd.
Free throw no good.
You got a hero reception, though, from the crowd.
Yeah, the Xavier student section like that. Noonan, one more, tried for double figures, and got that one to go. Here comes the Xavier pressure. Lead down to six, 32-26. Xavier with only three team fouls, though, Steve. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, they have fouls to give.
They want to put Jefferson on the line. They're going to have to start hacking. Wise on the dribble drive. Boston against a double team picked up by Dighton. Spins free throw line. Outlet pass to Guy and traveled with it on the drive. Three straight Jayhawk turnovers.
Yeah, that's and they're coming at critical times right now. And when there's 3.5 minutes, you want to make sure you don't have a turnover, move the ball around. But Xavier's picked up their pressure and three turnovers right in a row.
Kiana Stanek coming in for offense for Xavier, for Dickus. They Saints break the pressure with Noonan. Holds it outside the arc. It comes right off the high screen, leaves it for Anderson. Driving on Kitterman, going baseline, reverse layup, no. And Xavier gets the rebound, though. Anderson in the corner, turns, fires, that's in and out, no. Out of bounds, going to go to Jefferson. Anderson had a good look. As Dickus in for Xavier and Kuba in for Jefferson.
You better not front Avery Guy again, or you're going to see another layup here.
32-26, and there's the long pass, and Kitterman beat everybody back, drives in, had it rejected out of bounds by Noonan.
Yeah, good hustle by Noonan to block the shot. Again, they face guarded Kitterman, and they threw it long, and she did a nice job catching up and blocking her shot.
Inbound to Dighton, who gets the layup.
Yeah, great out-of-bounds play. Isolation on Dighton.
12 for Kennedy Dighton. Three-quarter court pressure, 34-26, minute 40 to play. Anderson on the drive. Scoop layoff high off the glass, no good. Rebound Jones, puts it up. That won't go. Rebound volleyballed, and Brown gets it for Xavier. Back to Jones. High-arching jumper, no from 10. Chases down her own rebound. Feeds Anderson in the lane and gets the layup to go.
Tell you what, three offensive rebounds right there, and that's something that Jefferson can't allow.
34-28, minute 15, and Xavier's going to have to start fouling if they don't come up with the steal in the first few seconds. Driving in, Dighton gets a scoop layup all the way to the glass, and a timeout taken by Jefferson. My goodness. Dighton now with 14. She just took over.
Yeah, I tell you what, she's, you know, Xavier's a little tired. He hasn't been able to sub, and Dighton is taking advantage of that. And, you know, you need your best players to step up right now, and Dighton is clearly for them and is stepping up. And those are buckets they needed. They weren't getting in a flow at all, and that's something that she, you know, taking over right now. And you know, they're out of bounds play too, Scott. That was a big call that put them up. So, this will be interesting right now. Jefferson does not want to foul, and Xavier is going to come right at the basket. They're going to attack and go straight for the basket and try to draw a foul and stop the clock.
36-28, and you're Xavier. You got to score quick, and then you're probably going to just have to do the hack-a-shack here.
Yeah, they got fouls to give, but they're going to have to start fouling right away. And, you know, you might see Coach Lilly use a timeout. How many does he have? A couple left, I believe.
Yes, two left.
Yep. So you'd like to see a quick timeout if they get a make in, and Jefferson looks like they're going to keep their three-quarter pressure up, make it tough for them to bring the ball up.
A little backwards defense here. Make Xavier use some clock here. Noonan. Up ahead comes to Anderson. Under a minute to play. Back it comes to Noonan. Left open for three and got it from the right wing. Timeout Xavier now. And Lexi Noonan keeping Xavier close. She's got 13. And the lead is at 5, 36-31, with 53.6 seconds left.
Yeah, you know, and that's something, you know, Coach Edwards may want to look at changing, because when you run a zone press, that's somewhat that Wash did it down the stretch. When you're running that, you're not able to match up with as well in the half court set, and somebody gets an open look, and that's what happened there, where sometimes zone presses can leave you an open look that you don't want at this time of the game.
So Xavier down by 5, no full court press against Jefferson. We've got more high school basketball coming up on Monday night. Kennedy at Solon, I beg your pardon, in boys basketball. We'll have it at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. This game not over yet, though.
No, it's not over right now, and that's a big possession. Jefferson's got to get the ball in, and you're going to see Xavier foul right away if they don't get a steal.
Center point Urbana beats Marion tonight 64-44. That is boys basketball. Inbound Kuba looking, still trying to get it in. Tries to get it in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds off the Megan Jones overplay.
Yeah, that's good defense by Jones.
Now from that far corner, Kuba will try to get it in. Looking, and finally gets it into Dighton. Again tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Jefferson.
I'll tell you what, there's not a better team that can play, put pressure on you at the end than Xavier.
They're relentless.
They are.
Looking, and they finally get it to Guy. Makes the catch, an immediate foul in backcourt.
Boy, it's going to put it right in the same spot, too, and that's something that'll be an advantage for Xavier if they can get a steal here.
third on Dickus. Team foul number four. Still three to give with 51 seconds to play. And Xavier down five. Kuba gets it in. Immediate foul. And if they got that on Dickus, that'll be her fourth. Nope, they didn't. They got it on Brown.
I'll tell you what, right now, if they face guard Dighton right now, I'd send her long. There you go. Nope, they didn't see her.
Ball deflected out of bounds. Stays Jefferson, 49.5. Remaining, we're going to get a Jefferson timeout. 30-second timeout here. Now you've got Jason Edwards wanting to talk about how to get it in.
Yeah, and that's the important part right now. And if I'm Jefferson, you want to spread the floor and get some room for your guards to operate a little bit, and that's probably what he's telling him right now. And if you're Xavier, you're face guard, and you're not letting anything come in. And you steal it, you go right back at the basket. Five-point lead with 49 seconds left. Seen a lot of games switch in a few seconds.
So it'll be Jefferson again to try to inbound. Kuba in there along with Dighton, Guy, Wise, and Kinnerman. With 49.5, Jefferson up five. Kuba will throw it deep, and Dighton makes the leaping catch at the center line. Holds it, grab, foul. Saint fans thought they had a jump ball, didn't get it.
Yeah, that was close. And one thing she got it at half court and then picked up her dribble right away. And that's something you don't want to see. Your players do is pick up their dribble right across half court.
Megan Jones third. Now the next foul will put Jefferson on the free throw line.
Yeah, Jefferson's going to want to find their free throw shooters right now, get the ball in their hands.
Kuba trying to get it in. It just does to Avery Guy. Guy playing keep away. Gets it over to Dighton, and there's the foul. See, that foul will be on, and it will be the 1-1. Dickus picks up her fourth.
And this is the time, too. You know, I always told our kids, when you're tired in the fourth quarter, you know, you got to get smarter. And this is where Jefferson needs to meet the pass. They can't let the pass come to them because Xavier's all over the passing lane. So they got to get a little smarter on offense here and control.
Dighton, free throw no good, and Noonan high to get the board. Stays a five-point game. Stanek in the corner, lets loose for three and buries it.
Wow.
Down to two. Kuba trying to get it in and had to bounce it off the leg of Brown. 36-34, as close as Xavier has been in the second half.
Well, what's been tough is you got Kuba taking it out, Scott, and you got Brown, who's got some length on her, and that's been troublesome for her to see over her arms and get that ball in.
And now Kuba stationary. Bounces it in to Kylie Wise. Picks up the dribble in backcourt. Looking for some help. Trapped and traveled to West Bay. Traveling with 20 seconds to play. Gives it back to Xavier.
Right now, I like what Dighton's doing. She's getting her team together right now, and she's saying, relax, relax. And that's good leadership.
As it'll be Xavier to inbound, a three would put Xavier on top. This was a 32-21 game. A 30-21 game. Inbounds, Jones outside the arc, puts it on the floor, 15 seconds. Stonick coming off the ball screen, tries to penetrate, knocked away, stolen, but Dighton got it. Donner in the backcourt, flips it back to Dighton, and fouled with 7.1 to go by Stonick.
Yeah, Stonick tried to make something happen. She's trying to get something to happen, kind of went into traffic, lost her dribble, and Dighton picked it up right now.
And Dighton with a 1-1, just missed a free throw moments ago, a 60% foul shooter. On the way, that one right through.
Tell you what, it's never over at Xavier, ever. I don't care what the score is, and it's just never over with their defense.
This could make it a two-possession game, though, with 7 seconds left. Make it awful tough. Free throw, good. And Jefferson is going to survive, it looks like. Inbounds pass, tipped out of bounds. There's Kinnerman again.
Yeah, right now Jefferson's going full court here, but you definitely don't want to pick up a foul, but you want to take some time off the clock.
But you got one to give.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking, and they get it in. Here's Anderson, quickly into front court, underneath the Jones. Layup good, timeout, 2.3 to go. Jones got the easy layup, and Xavier will take, their final timeout. 38-36 with 2.3. Jefferson can run the baseline, and here the Jayhawks might just throw it in the backcourt.
Yeah, they might just throw it. The bad part is,
as long as you don't throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, you know, you've got a couple of things you can do here. But you throw it in the backcourt, and if Xavier steals it, they got three, he'll win it. If you keep it in the front court, two ties it. But, yeah, main thing is they just got to get it in bounds, and they got to make a connection here. And if they don't get it in, if they throw it long and don't get it in, ball comes right back to the same spot probably, and Xavier has a chance to run an out-of-bounds play.
One timeout left for Jefferson, so they can take one if they can't get it in.
And that was a good timeout for Tom because they were just going to hold the ball, not throw it in with under 5 seconds left. And that was good. Xavier had a timeout left.
It'll be Kuba to inbound. They set up the stack. 38-36 Jefferson. 2.3 seconds remaining. Kuba looking, bouncing in the guy. Quickly a foul on Dickus, who fouls out with 1.7 seconds remaining. With a 5-point night. And the 1-1 coming up for Guy. 8 points all in the first half, including a couple of 3-point goals. It's a 1-1.
Miss here wouldn't be bad. I mean, with 1.7 seconds and no timeout.
Free throw, in and out, no good. Ivester gets it, and that's going to do it. Couldn't get the shot away. As Jefferson wins it, the Jayhawks hold on to get the road victory. Jefferson, 38, Xavier, 36. And a wild one that came right down to the end. And we will take our final break and come back to wrap things up here from the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. And we'll do it after this timeout as you're listening to Girls MVC Basketball on KGYM.
At Jared, we only sell one piece of jewelry, the one that creates a holiday story that's all about her. Pandora lets her celebrate all the joys of the season. And right now, Jared is the only place you can find the exclusive jewelry gift set featuring frosted droplet blue crystal and cubic zirconia earrings and necklace. It's only $150 for a limited time while supplies last. The holiday gift she'll talk about year after year. It's waiting for you at Jared.
Check into cash.
The cash you need today is waiting for you at Check into Cash. It's your money, so come in and get it.
Get a payday advance today for up to $445. At Check into Cash, we make it quick, easy, and confidential.
The cash you need is right here, so stop worrying and stop in to Check into Cash today.
Borrowers often use payday advances over a period of months, which can be expensive. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
An MVC versus WOMAC boys non-conference affair comes up this Monday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham Monday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as Cedar Rapids Kennedy takes on Solon. Both the Cougars and Spartans look to get a win before closing out their pre-holiday portion of the schedule. That's boys high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Solon. Monday night at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Back with you here at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium as the Jefferson Jayhawks hold on for the 38-36 victory in this low-scoring Mississippi Valley Conference affair tonight over the Xavier Saints. Tom Lilly will have to wait till Tuesday to try for win number 500 as coach of Iowa Girls High School Basketball. Jefferson, and you said it, it's never easy. One of the toughest places to play in the MVC. Jayhawks had an 11-point lead, and Xavier came back there at the end to make it interesting.
Yeah, they sure did, and their defensive pressure, and Jefferson struggled getting the ball in, and that was all due to Xavier's pressure. And, I think You know, Dighton made some big plays and made a couple buckets that they needed, and thank God they made them because, you know, Xavier came right back and, you know, one possession game.
Yeah. You know who the principal and athletic director is over
here? Kennedy Dighton had a very nice game. Yeah, she had a very good game in this one and made some good scooping layups toward the end. It took it right to the basket, though.
Yeah, she did, and she had to be the one to make something happen because there was this time they were struggling. But you know, Xavier had better days. You know, they've had people sick and trying to get some flow going, and that's tough when you're missing some key people once in a while with flu or injury right now. But you know, Xavier's got. Their work cut out for them. They got some progress to make, but they'll make it. And their defensive pressure will always keep them in the game. And once they get the offensive flow going, you're going to see a different Xavier team, I guarantee it, after break.
And this is the way Xavier right now is going to have to win games, though. Defense turning into offense. Just didn't have a chance to put on the full court pressure a lot tonight.
No, they didn't. And that's something they like to do and make it tough coming up. And when they did that, that caused problems for sure. But, you know, credit goes to Jefferson, and Jefferson had a nice offensive game and defensive game. I thought the guards did a nice job for Jefferson and the perimeter guards. And anytime you can have some good guard play out on the perimeter, it makes it tough to get an inside game, and that's something that Jefferson took away from them.
Well, let's take a look at the final scoring in the ball game tonight. For the victorious Jefferson Jayhawks, they're 5-4 now and 4-2 in conference play. For Jefferson, 1 in double figures. Kennedy Dighton leading the way with a team and game high 16 points. 12 of those coming in the second half for the Jayhawks. Ended up with a total of 6 field goals, 1 of those a 3-pointer, and 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. 8 points for Avery Guy, hit a couple of threes in the first half, including one at the first half horn, ended up with 8 points. Emily Oler with 4 points tonight on a couple of field goals. Aaron Kuba with a 3-pointer for 3. Kaylee Donner had 2. Sparkle Melton had 2. Erica Oler with 2. And a free throw for Kylie Wise, and a point tonight for Jefferson in their total of 38. For the Xavier Saints, 1 in double figures, Lexi Noonan leading the way with 13 points tonight. 7 in the first half, 6 in the second half, 5 field goals, including 1-3, and a total of a couple of free throws tonight. 7 points for McKenna Anderson, 5 points for Jenny Dickus, she fouled out with a second left. 4 points for Kylie Brown. Kiana Stanek had a 3 to pull Xavier within 2 there at the end. And Amelia Ivester with a field goal for 2 for the Saint total of 36. Turnovers in the game, Xavier with 18 unofficially, Jefferson with 18 unofficially in this one. From the free throw line, Xavier was 3 out of 7, just under 50%. Jefferson right at 50%. They were 6 out of 12 in the game tonight. Jayhawks had 4 made threes to 3. For the Xavier Saints, and the bench scoring was 9-7 in favor of Jefferson here tonight. And that leaves your rebound.
Yeah, you know, interesting, Scott. I had unofficially Xavier with 30 and Jefferson with 18. But if you look, Xavier got all the rebounds pretty much second half, but they weren't able to capitalize on those extra possessions. Struggled a little bit shooting, but, you know, they were the aggressor second half for sure on the boards. You know, again, that Jefferson defense, you've seen a lot of improvement. You know, seeing them from last year to this year, Scott's a whole different team. And they have some freshmen play. They got some sophomores. You got the older twins, or sisters, I guess. They look like twins and play like it. And you know, it's a good young Jefferson roster yet. And credit goes to Jefferson tonight.
Did enough to hold on. We'll try to get a word from Coach Jason Edwards coming up here in just a moment or two. He's going to join us tomorrow morning on the Coach's Corner program, as well as Xavier boys coach Ryan Luersman. So that'll be coming up tomorrow morning for you at 9 o'clock right here on KGYM. I want to welcome everyone that listened to West Branch and Regina tonight, as Regina gets the pair of victories in that game. Brent Valbenot bringing you that one. As Jefferson holds on to beat Xavier tonight, deny Tom Lilly his 500th win.
as the Jayhawks win at 38-36. And a good road win. Good road win in this one tonight for Jefferson. Anytime, like we said, you win on the road, it is a good one.
It is a good one, especially here. You know, especially here. Anytime you can win at Xavier, I mean, that's a feather in your cap right now. And that's going to help Jefferson as they continue to improve. And they are an improving team. And it starts with their guard court. That Kitterman had a nice defensive game. And I really liked Avery Guy tonight. She really was the general. And you could just see the relief when they, under pressure, when they got it to her. It's like you could see their eyes just like, okay, good, we got it to her, and all is good. And she made some tremendous passes, too, and hit some big shots also. So she just played an outstanding floor game.
Xavier boys win over at Jefferson tonight, 59-44. So they go ahead and get the win in that one. So they split tonight, the Jeff girls getting a win and the Xavier boys getting a win over there at Jefferson. And like we mentioned, some of the other games. The one we have to let you know about is that tonight Linmar beat Prairie. I think it was 91-53, and Jordan Bohannon goes for 40 tonight. He didn't get Marcus's record, but he came pretty close.
Yeah, I tell you, he is a nice player and a nice shooter. And boy, when you get a kid in a role like that, especially over there too, and Linmar is a really good perimeter shooting team.
City High girls beat Cedar Falls tonight, 58-43. So that game tonight as well. We're going to talk to Jason Edwards a little bit. We'll talk more tomorrow. As he'll join us at 9 o'clock, bright and early, right? Bright and early?
Yes, sir.
Got your alarm set?
I probably won't sleep much tonight after this one. So
that's a good sleep after these games. That's a good sleep.
Well, you came in, you said, well, you know, no disrespect, but I wanted to put the party on hold for a little bit, and the Jayhawks did that tonight.
Yes, sir. You know, I think, coach like Tom Lilly, who's done it, we talked to him beforehand, and for over 30 years, you just have the utmost respect for what he's done for girls basketball and what he's seen. But this is the first time that I've gotten a chance to be on this side of it against a Hall of Fame coach, and it feels good. And, you know, I know that 500 will come, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy it didn't happen tonight.
It wasn't the prettiest of games, but they never are when you take on Xavier. You kind of play at their tempo a little bit, but you did just enough. Kennedy did her thing. I tell you what, Avery Guy was terrific tonight, especially in that first half.
Yeah, you know, we talked to her before we came out. You know, she was kind of feeling a little bad because the student section got her with the 5-4-3, but you look at the difference. We win by two. That three she hits right at the buzzer before we go into the locker room turned out to be a pretty big one, you know. But again, that's something with that group. They have a lot of boys. They've had a lot of games. We've had a lot of battles, you know, and we schedule tough, and they've really answered, you know, the bell, and it came through for us tonight. So couldn't be happier for those young ladies.
And your bench at 9 in the first half. They really came through. Sparkle Melt gave you a lift. Aaron gave you a three-pointer. Donner came in and had some good minutes as well.
Yeah, you know, you starting first with Aaron Kuba. Here's a young lady that breaks her finger before the Prairie game. Goes to the doctor yesterday and gets cleared. And then comes in and plays with it wrapped up and played bigger. Asked her to take the ball out of bounds for us in crucial times, made good decisions and got the ball to people that needed to get it. Sparkle Milton is really coming in terms of her confidence. I thought, like you said, she had a couple really big rebounds and stick backs. And again, coming along at the right time in terms of that bench, and that was one thing that we were really looking forward to, obviously, with Donner as well, with the freshmen coming in. Our practices have been good, and again, really happy that they were able to contribute in a win tonight here at Xavier.
Good one to go to the break with, too. You're over 500 now, and more importantly, 4-2 in the league.
Yes, sir. You know, again, it's definitely a good Christmas present. We told them before Waterloo West, you know, all we wanted for Christmas was our two front teeth, and the two front teeth were these two games. So we can smile again, the girl said, in the locker room because we got both our teeth. So, again, happy for them.
A couple of things that really impressed me, Jason, was I thought your perimeter defense with Kitterman out there did a really good job. You know, when you got Xavier likes to pound it inside, made it very difficult for them to do that. Really impressed with your freshman guard. You know, she handled their pressure very well. And, you know, Avery guy. I mean, I thought tonight she was fantastic and a good floor general. Made some critical touch passes, and then obviously your best player, you know, Dighton steps up and makes him, you know, because it's kind of, you want to run continuity and take some time off, but then there's a point like, uh-oh, we better get some points on the board, and right. She did that.
And that's the thing. You're exactly right. Getting, I think that experience, you know, I think that's one nice thing. There's a big difference between being a freshman or sophomore playing in these games, and now you're an upperclassman and you've been through those battles. And again, all those kids that you mentioned, and Donner's coming. I mean, like you said, her confidence is growing. She played a few minutes in that sophomore game to kind of help her settle in a little bit. But we ask a lot of our point guards, obviously, and a lot of freshmen, but she's really done an awesome job for us. And like you said, couldn't be happier for this group of girls going into Christmas.
I almost wanted to sneak over and help with those inbounds because that's so stressful. You just want to get the ball in. You don't care how, you kind of
debate on drawing things up, and you say, you know, hey, you know, it's not overcomplicated. Just get the ball inbounds, and found a way to get crucial, the ball inbounds crucial times, and make a few more free throws, and maybe breathe a little easier. But hey, bottom line is,
good,
we found a way to get more
too.
Points on our side tonight.
Yep, absolutely. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll talk more tomorrow morning, but enjoy the little sleep you get to enjoy tonight.
Yep. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you guys being here tonight.
All right. Jason Edwards, the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, as they get the victory in this one here tonight by a score of 38-36. And, first win against a Tom Lilly coach team for Jason.
Yeah, they're hard to come by, and I can't remember in my time getting one here. So, you know, it's just a great win, and you know, happy for them. They played well tonight, and, you know, Jefferson give – hats off to Jefferson tonight. Tom will get his 500. There's no doubt. And you know, like Jason said, beat a guy like that who you ultimate respect for. And you know, Tom will get it, and well deserved. And I look forward to him getting his 500th.
Hopefully Tuesday night when the Saints will take on Davenport Assumption. So they get one more chance to try to get 500 for Tom Lilly. That'll be coming up on Tuesday night. We'll have those games for you here on KGYM. And that will be at 5:45 coming up on a Tuesday evening. That'll be on 107.5 FM. Jefferson next in action on the 5th of January when they host Iowa City West. And that will be at the Jayhawk Gym. And they'll go into the break with a 5-4 record. Xavier falls to 3-5 and 2-4 in conference play. Our next action here on KGYM comes up on Monday night. It'll be boys non-conference basketball. The Kennedy Cougars and the Solon Spartans from down at Solon. Phil Dunn will join me for that one coming up Monday night at 7:30 with the pregame about 7:45 with the tip-off down there at Solon. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Yeah, happy holidays to you.
And, you got all your shopping done?
I'll have to ask my wife. I'm just as surprised sometimes as my kids are, and she's definitely the rock of, you know, in the person who's our shopper, and she does a good job for our kids and family. How about you? Did you get your shopping done?
I think we're pretty close.
Good.
Maybe one little trinket left, and that's about it. So we wish everyone out there a happy holidays. Big thanks to Scott Fisher back in the studio. Big thanks to Mike Winker here at Xavier as well for all the hospitality. And we better close up shop or we're going to be putting wrestling mats out.
I think their wrestlers are. They got a big meet tomorrow, and they want everybody out of here.
They got the Doug Phillip duels coming up tomorrow hosted here by Cedar Rapids Xavier. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to our Sports Minded Boosters. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And have yourselves a great, great weekend. For Steve Dozier, Scott Unash, thanks so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final of this Mississippi Valley Conference girls game tonight. It was Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 38, and Cedar Rapids Xavier, 36. And so long from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium.
Well, I know they're going to get in, but what's your confidence on once they get there, can they do anything?
I'll be honest with you, Matt. I think it depends on if we're going to Green Bay or if they're coming to us. Way more than maybe you probably see. If we go to Green Bay, I